Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you so much for tuning in to the late night convo with me, your girl, Tony. Sorry it took so long for me to come back. Man, a job can make you do things, you know, to distract you from what you wanted to do. But I thank every last one of you guys for tuning in, listening to the Morning Rush. I hope I've been exciting and, you know, keeping you on your toes. Sorry, that's my son. But guys, thank you so much for just tuning in. But I don't know, I keep saying I'm a lot, sorry. This late night convo kind of means a lot to me because it has a lot of meanings to it. So I'm just gonna go right ahead and dive into it. What is your driving force in life? That's something that I think about a lot. It's crazy how we live in a world where we're supposed to just live, you know, and sometimes people forget the reason why we're on this earth, and that is to serve a purpose, you know, that God will want us to do. But within that purpose, a lot of people get distracted. I know for me, being young, 23, and having 3 children, life can get in the way of a lot of things. But also, what is the meaning of life? I know for me, life is about adventure, exploring, also grasping the beauty that God has created so that we can cherish every moment that we have, but also remembering that God put us here for a mission, and that is to make His word beautiful and also declare that He loves us so much, you know, that He gave us Jesus that died for us, you know, and to each have his own. If you don't believe in Jesus, that's, you know, that's your right, but I do, so, you know, I'm going to talk about Him. I've had a lot of people ask me, well, Tony, what made you, you know, believe in Christ and also believe, you know, there is a God and stuff? And honestly, it's just from personal experience. I just one of the people that throughout my whole life, seriously, throughout my whole life, I never, ever, ever second guess that God, you know, was real. I always believed that He was real. I've always been intrigued about God and who He was and what was His person. Also Jesus, like, I've always wanted to know who He was. And as I got older, I took it into my own hands. I was like, okay, well, let me find Jesus. Let me find God. Show me the way. And He was always there for me. Even to this day, having my own house and having my own car, having a podcast, getting a gift that is, you know, hard to handle if you're weak. It's amazing because God gave it to me, and I'm trying my best to just spread it in the right way and also help people know that God has their back, and, you know, there's nothing that's wrong with them, but just seek for His wisdom and His answers, and He would give it to you, you know. But I often see life as beauty. I wasn't always fortunate to do a lot of things that I do now. I'm so grateful for my mom and my grandma, but a couple of years, I've always wanted to go to the beach or go to the movies or also go to the mountains, but I was never able to. You know, this year I'm tackling everything that I've always wanted to go to, and that's just to show us that just because I have 3 kids does not mean I can't live. And I really want you guys to know that, you know, kids is not a barrier. You are your own barrier. Know that. But also know that kids are a beautiful thing and is meant for you to understand another human being And that's like honestly the testimony of showing how well you would treat a human being and how you will learn to love a human being, because you have your own. You have to learn how to love it, treat it, nurture it. That is something that a lot of people can't say that they're able to do, you know. But how far would you go to live your life and have a life? So I would love to hear, you know, anybody chime in on this, because it's important to me. I want to hear this from you guys' point of view. But I'm going to take a little break, and then I'm going to come back with something else that I feel like has been meaningful. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Late Night Convo, and I will be right back. I promise. We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Late Night Convo, and let's keep going. I keep seeing, you know, numbers, and I don't know if I've already told you guys about it, but the numbers 9/11 keeps showing everywhere, and I'm still trying to figure out what it means, because I know it's a significant number, and I'm trying to decode it, but I can't. I've noticed a lot of times when I see the number, you know, of course, everybody think 9/11 means help, emergency. That's the first thing you get in your mind. Well, to me, that's the first thing I get in my mind. But I'm starting to feel like that's not what it's meant. I feel like every time I do a message or relay a message that God wants me to do, I see that number. If you know about angel numbers, 9 is the number of basically completion of a cycle, and 11 means, you know, you're on the right path, and also you can make a wish. I know I keep saying a lot, sorry. I'm trying to work on that. I really am. But it's hard, because you're trying to calculate your words, and you're trying to make sure you have everything right. But this is why it's the Late Night Convos, because I'm just here to vent, okay? I had an amazing, amazing day today. We had a trainer that was at our job, and he was full of life. Man, if you could just see how full of life he was, you would think, wow, he probably got everything put together. You know, and the crazy part is nobody has everything solved in their mind. That's what I want the message to be today, for tonight. As y'all sit here and lay down and think, what is it that the message that I want to convey? Just because somebody smiled does not mean they're happy. And I know that sounds like, what? Then why are you smiling? Sometimes people smile to hide the cries and the fears behind it. I often do that a lot. I smile a lot. I'm a very happy person. I love to smile. I love to talk to people. That's just what I do. But a lot of people don't think, you know, Tony's sad sometimes. No. In a lot of people's heads, I'm never sad. And that's funny, because it's like, boy, you don't know the half of it. But that just shows that you never know who life you could change just by showing a smile. So that's my assignment for everybody. Try to smile this whole weekend and see who life you can change just by smiling and saying hi to them. As I went along about my day, it was just like, it was amazing, you know, having somebody that was upbeat, because this week I've been feeling drained. I was sick for a whole week, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not excited about going back to work. And then I had this training class, and man, when I tell you, he filled up the room with his smile, with his laughter, with his joy, just to teach us this stuff. It was amazing, and it kind of made me rethink myself. Like, wow, look, he's probably going through stuff himself, but he took the time out to come here, train us with a smile on his face, because not everybody's going to do that. Why am I sad again? And it made me value a lot. That's what we need to get out of life. Somebody's life can be worse than ours. But here we are moping about the life that we are living. And it's so funny because I always tell somebody, your glasses does not fit my prescription on my glasses. And they're like, duh. Why would you say that? Now apply that to life. The stuff that you're going through, I might have a similar concept, but it's not the path that I'm walking. So don't put my glasses on you, because you can't see through my life. But you might be similar because we both wear glasses. So you know sometimes it's hard for us to see things. But with a little bit of help, with a little bit of prescription, things become clear. That's the same way with life and how God wants us to be. Life is hard. That's the glasses. Sometimes we're very hard-headed. We can't see things. But with a little bit of faith, with a little bit of that prescription, with a little bit of God and Jesus, you can see so much within a blink of an eye. With that being said, I'm going to close this out. I hope everybody has a great night. And just remember that life can be so much more than what we wish for. So get out there and live your life. Don't wait for nobody else. As always, peace and prosperity. And I love you, my angels and angels. And I promise you tomorrow you will have another late night convo with me. Of course, your girl, Tony. Good night.